It's awesome. You know, every day you see a little bit more progress being made. You know, it's obviously inside. It's dirty and it's loud, but we're managing best we can. You know, right now there's a lot going on. You know, we're super excited about the Aquatic Center. You know, we're getting close. You know, here, hopefully in the next couple of months. You know, we're looking probably February. To have a soft opening, get some water in the pool, and get that thing back up and running. And that's been a process. You know, we started on that this past March, so getting closer every day. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of other touch points that are being worked on right now. Obviously, if you've driven by, you've seen the expansion for our gymnasium. So they almost have that enclosed, getting closer every day there. Starting to work on the west side of the building for the new lobby entrance. And then inside, what people aren't really seeing is super exciting for us behind the scenes, where you get to go down and take a tour with the construction crew and see the new main lobby and, you know, the new functional space, new social spaces. Those are coming along. So little bit of progress every day, but, you know, we're doing the best we can to maintain services and membership and programs while the project is going on. And so, you know, as we sit here today, we're looking probably around the May timeframe, where we'll be moving services from upstairs down to the lower level, and we'll be closing down the upper level. So, you know, we're just trying not to back ourselves in a corner from a timeline standpoint. I think everybody understands construction and delays and how those schedules can get extended. But overall, it's going really well.
That's terrific. That's good. And I'm sure, as you said, it's loud inside. It's like you've gotten used to it by now, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing, is I think every day there's something that pops up that we have to manage, whether it's, you know, closing a space temporarily while the crew is working on the gym or the locker rooms or whatever it may be. And so we're just managing as best we can. And, you know, big shout out again to my staff for keeping the place clean as best we can. You know, it seems like you go and wipe down the fitness center, a piece of equipment or a treadmill, and you walk by an hour later and it's dusty again. So, but we're doing the best we can, and we're so appreciative to those members who have stuck with us, and we're asking people to stick with us throughout the duration of this thing, because that's really the lifeblood of what keeps us going. And so it's really important for people to maintain their membership and keep coming to the Y, you know, and keep the doors open. And you know, without that membership base, we wouldn't be able to provide those valuable services to the community along with our partners.
A lot of concrete being poured too, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's just the exciting thing, is you know, you're seeing that transformation in real time on a daily basis, and how it's really going to positively impact, you know, the community, not just the Y, but, you know, you look at our partnership with the school district and how it's really going to positively impact what they do. And so, you know, collectively working together, that's how we're going to, you know, keep transforming McCook into a better place to live and thrive.
And you've had some great help from some other locations, McCook Christian Church, the Poor Farm, and people like that, where they've said, hey, if you want to use our place for different workouts and stuff like that, go ahead and use them.
Yeah, you know that, absolutely. You know, those entities that you just mentioned, along with some others, and, you know, big shout out to them for helping us out and understanding the importance of this. You know, we're able to maintain our group fitness classes and some personal training type functions, along with, like, tumbling. You know, that's a big program for us right now that just continues to grow, and having a place to have that, you know, over at the McCook Christian Church, or yoga down at the Poor Farm, it's just crucial, because we understand how valuable those services are to you know, not only our members but the community, just to keep leading a healthy and active lifestyle.
Things going well, and over the course next couple of months, it's going to be cold, but I'm sure those workers are going to do what they can do, even on the cold days, huh?
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's the goal, is every day is just to keep things moving forward, seeing some progress. You know, we have a great project team, and you know, collectively we're meeting, you know, biweekly, you know, almost every other day we're able to go down and take tours of the project and give tours and show people the progress. And so You know, we're just very proud of where we've come. You know, it's been a long time coming. You know, we started this conversation back in early 2021. And so from the outset, it was, you know, 2 years of visioning and planning and 2 years of fundraising and almost 2 years of construction. And so we're in the midst of construction right now. So, you know, just so many people have been involved in this project to get us where we're at today. And we just can't wait. You know, hopefully a year from now, we're prepared to cut the ribbon on the whole enchilada, so to speak.